This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. You've seen it at your local supermarket, department store, or even on your rideshare app. You're asked verbally or digitally if you'd like to round up your purchase to the nearest dollar, with the difference going to a charity. It may not seem like much to hand over an extra 63 cents, so you say yes. But how much do these charities collect, and is it worth it? Checkout Charity, as it's called, isn't just about community service and warm fuzzies. It's a big business. Engage for Good, an organization devoted to corporate social initiatives, found that in 2020, 76 point-of-sale fundraising campaigns raised more than $605 million in the United States. Each of these campaigns raised at least $1 million. A 2021 viral TikTok video claimed that stores can write off these checkout donations from customers on their own end-of-year taxes, but that's simply not true. These donations don't count as company income, so they can't be written off. When a store donates from its own business income, the company can write that off as a charitable donation. Customers who donate to these checkout charities could also write off their contributions on their taxes, but most people don't, as the amounts are so small. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Joe Waters, a consultant in what's called cause marketing, which his blog, Selfish Giving, defines as a partnership between a nonprofit and for-profit for mutual profit. Waters said, "What companies are hoping for out of checkout charity is that there's a halo effect, and the consumers are going to spend more with them because they view the company more favorably." And the tactic seems to be working. 60% of respondents to a 2016 survey said that they felt positive about a company after being asked to donate at the register. HowStuff Works also spoke with Michael Giebelhausen, a marketing professor at Cornell University. In 2017, he and a team published a study that looked at revenue at a national chain restaurant following the implementation of a checkout charity campaign. They found it had a statistically significant positive impact on sales. This economic effect is something marketers call a warm glow. Everybody wants to see themselves in a positive light, and when companies give consumers the chance to engage in pro-social behavior, like reusing their towels at a hotel to save water, or packing up groceries in an environmentally friendly reusable bag, consumers walk away feeling good about themselves. In psychological terms, by donating to a checkout charity or reusing a hotel towel, the consumer has earned moral credit. And once you've earned a little moral credit, you have license to do something that's not as virtuous, like spending money on something frivolous or unhealthy. Giebelhausen said, "If your business is a vice business, like fast food or candy, then it's a particularly good combination. Customers who donate feel good about you, and then they have these moral credits that they can spend on your products." Rounding up can even beat asking for a straight donation. For 19 days in 2017, researchers from North Carolina State collaborated with a local zoo. Zoo employees asked patrons of its on-site cafe if they'd like to round up their purchases to the nearest dollar for charity. The results were compared to the campaign that the zoo normally ran, which asked patrons to donate an extra dollar at the cafe. The study found that 45% of patrons agreed to round up, compared to only 18% who usually gave a dollar. The zoo also raised 21% more money during that 19-day period. Checkout charity campaigns are not without their pitfalls, though. Waters mentioned a local Boston grocery store chain that hit him up for a different charity every time he came to the register. The store employees didn't engage customers or bother to explain what the charity was all about. An option just popped up on the credit card PIN pad, and Waters felt pressured to donate. He said, "Those are the programs that people complain about." Indeed, a study published in October of 2022 found that checkout charity can increase a shopper's anxiety, with 40% of respondents using words like pressured, annoyed, and concerned about being judged to express how they felt about being asked. Only 20% used positive words to express their feelings. The researchers found that the anxiety, quote, "can be relieved when customers agree to donate, but only when the solicitation comes from a cashier, as opposed to an automated request made by a computer or self-service checkout machine." In Waters' experience, the checkout charity campaigns that work are thoughtfully executed and integrated with the company's mission and client base. For example, in 2016, outdoor retailer Patagonia donated 100% of their Black Friday sales toward environmental groups and raised $10 million, which is 5 times more than they were expecting. Waters also pointed to the Month of Giving campaign at the sandwich chain Jersey Mike's. During the month of March, and only during the month of March, each franchise location partners with a local charity and solicits donations. The campaign is capped by the Day of Giving, when the proceeds from all sales made on March 28th are given to the chosen charity. Today's episode is based on the article "Check Out Charity Works, If It's Done Right," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Dave Ruse. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.